Kitzur Shulchan Aruch 229 Or Lechasalu Simen Kuf Chaf Ches. And we're learning about Elul. We learned about Slichas a little. We learned about the Talis. Siv Zion Kuf Chaf Ches Siv Zion Yedakteg Olivcha Shliach Tzibur She is follow slichas of Yom Nairam Ishiyeh Hogun. Should be the right person. The tzibur shouldn't be cringing. Vagadol b'Torah. Uvamasim Tovim K'misha Ma'ashalavi. You know, you do what you get. You do whatever you can find. Vagam Shiyeh Ben Shloshim Shoni. Should be 30 years old, preferably. Shos Kvar Noch Rasichas Hadam Shal Bachrusa V'nichna Libo. We can appreciate this because he throws in the word Kniya. Calm down already. He sold his wild oats. He finished all the cow tippling he's going to do in his life. Cow tipping. And now he's ready to calm down. You know what cow tipping is? Someone told me about cow tipping. Yeah. What?
South Florida, where I grew up, used to, before it was built out, a lot of cow pens.
They tip them over, then they can't get up.
But when they sleep standing up.
Right.
So you tip them over when they're sleeping.
Right, they can't get up.
And then they get mad when they wake up, and then you gotta run away.
Yeah. Anyway, you're not the bocher anymore. You're not a young kid anymore. You're not v'nichna libo. You see, so you're ready. You calm down, and you realize that life is not what you thought it was, and you can't make it on your own. And all of a sudden, you turn to Hashem and you go, "Help!" V'gam yehinosui, better if he's married and has children, because shu shofech libo. Then you know what you need, and you know what they need, and it's not. You know, you usually have some sort of issues in the house, and umapol tachnuna mikiras halev. It's good. See, being married and having children breaks you down. With the joke being, of course, that the requirement one is that he should know how to blow the shofar, which many times in yeshivas they forget about requirement number one. I was in Lakewood and Philadelphia. They had all the milas except. No, they couldn't blow the shofar. Then I went to Rav Abba. Rav Abba had this like guy from the street. His nickname was Ajax because he was always dirty. We nicknamed him Ajax. 100 kolos, boom, that's it. That's where I said, Randy, you're a man of my heart. 100 kolos, that's it. So it's not ideal. And sometimes the Baal Makri has to make up in Kavona and in Kavona, certainly in the Dinim, right? But also in Kavona, there's Midas Harachamim, there's Midas Hadin. There really are all sorts of things going on. You know, Tkiya Shofar is like one of the. Shofar and Lulav is probably one of the weirdest things we do. We're just so used to it already, we don't realize how weird it is. We're sitting there blowing a ram's horn, sitting there shaking. What are we doing? Anyway, so there are things. It's Midas Hadin and Midas Harachamim and crying. And very obviously, the shofar is a call of crying. So the Baal Taker really should be into that too. But if you have to choose, I don't know, the yeshivas choose the guy that can't blow. But Rav Abba always chose Ajax. Had a very nice child, you know it?
No,
oh, yeah, from Rockaway. He was from Rockaway. Oh, you know it? Ajax from Rockaway. He was Nifta. He was Nifta already. He used to be on Country Yossi, the radio show. I don't know, he used to come on, he used to sing. I don't know, maybe he had a good voice. He used to sing on Country Yossi's show. You Balei Torah v'Yira, that's really the, you're supposed to, that's the ideal. They're representing the Tzibur, they're being Motzi the Tzibur, it's a very heavy thing. You not just blowing the horn.
Right.
So you do what you can, as much as you can possibly find. Me, you call yourself Chermakol, even the Gabi Yishliach Tzibur. It's also tough for Shliach Tzibur. You know, it's a little. You try to get people that you want representing the Tzibur, but you have to balance it with their voices. You know, and not always is the balance easy. Me, you call yourself Chermakol. Rakshay Marutzal a call. The call has to warn him. Okay, this is an amazing din. This is one of the most amazing dinim because it's Yom Mayram and you're finding representatives and we're talking about all the requirements and all the qualifications and he has to be married and he has to have children and this and that. And then there's a statement, Vimroya Shesh Machlokas Bedovar. If you see it's causing, right, Machlokas, people are taking sides. People are talking Lashon Hara, people are criticizing. Forget it. Yimna Atzmo, cut the race. Avo Bishayiyah Mishayinu Hogun. We're not just talking about give up on the schus or on the kavod. We're talking about who's going to end up davening as someone that does not fill the requirements that we say. It's okay, let him. Just let it be. Machlokas is worse. That's it. Machlokas is worse. It's a very big yisod. If I can quote myself, it's not so nice. Machlokas is worse than whatever it comes to be musake. That's what you see from Chazal, by Korach, by all over. It's not worthwhile. Even if you'll have someone she'enu hogun representing you on Rosh Hashanah. Avel, if it's 12 months, Acharon Vimo, so he's not a Shliach Tzibur on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, so he's also not supposed to be the Shliach Tzibur Rosh Hashanah v'Yom HaKippurim, below Tokeya b'Rosh Hashanah. Now the rationale, it might sound funny to us, the rationale is that the Tzibur gets a little depressed. He represents it, that's why he doesn't daven for the Yom on Shabbos. The Tzibur gets sad when they see him, they're reminded he became a novel this year. So that's why. Ella imein acher hogun kamohu. Unless there's no one like him. So, and the question is, it's always a question of degree. What about if there's someone else competent, but they don't hold the candle to this guy? He's the best. So clear, not so clear. You have to make a judgment call. Sorry? It's not a minig avelus, that's adirava, that's the point. It's not a minig avelus to not daven for the omud. It has nothing to do with avelus. An omud's a lot of daven for the omud. He's not praving avelus. He's not exhibiting avelus by not davening for the omud. He's an omud, and the reason is really he depresses people somewhat. And so you're not supposed to have daven on Shabbos and Yom Tov. It's not the worst thing in the world, you know. Nowadays, people don't know anything. So, like, if a noble would go over to daven, they would literally lynch him and tear him limb to limb. And, like, there's a famous story. I'll tell you a famous story. I probably told it every year. There's a famous story of Rav Shmuel Salant, I believe, that there was a chazan, I'll tell you two nuschos of the story. That there was a chazan in every year, beautiful chazan, great chazan, and then one year he died. So they said to him, who's going to be the chazan? Who's going to down for the Yomud? And he wouldn't say. And then the story goes, it's on Rosh Hashanah, and they go like, so he tells the guy's son, to go to the Yomud and to daven, because he knew all the Nigunim, and okay, now the guy's son's a novel. So they came yelling at the Shmuel Salant, how could you let a novel daven on Rosh Hashanah? You're supposed to. So he said, that's how the story goes, that the guy's mother's name is Noshim, and you know, he died suddenly or young or however the story goes, and she certainly is full of Agmas Nefesh. And if she hears another chazan up there, it's really, she's an almana, and it's going to be Mitzara and almana, and that's a diaraisa, being Mitzara and almana, and so that's one version of the story. I was never completely shalem with the story. Why? I mean, it's a good Musa Haskel and this, but like, we're going to draw the line, and if people feel bad, but that's the din, or at least that's the common minhag. Then, so, okay. Probably 2 decades later, after I first heard the story, I saw the story in a storybook with a different twist. And then, Nicha. He said this whole speech, and then he said, therefore I didn't tell anybody who's davening, so no one prepared. So now there was no one else that was able to do it but the guy's son. And the din is, when there's no one else, then the oval's allowed to daven. So all I did was maneuver that there should be nowhere else. That's the version of the story I saw in the storybook. And then I thought, oh, that's, that I like. That is, makes, now it's Miskabel Alibi, the story. It's still a tremendous Musa Haskel, because it was for the novel and the sensitivity to the Almona. I mean, every part of the story still comes out. But instead of just, you know, saying, okay, you know, it has like a knage to it, that there was no one that was prepared to daven. Okay. So, he says, the novel should daven. And that's a year for a parent. Within 30 days for a different relative. So if he has a chazaka that he's the chazan, he can daven. Mishnebura says only if there's no other chazan available. I was thinking Rav Lior just said shiva for his sister. Rav Lior from Kiryat Arba, Rav Dov Lior. I wonder if he davened for the Yom and Rosh Hashanah. Like, he's going to be Betok Shloshim. He's going to be this case. Kivush Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippur Mavatim Zera Shloshim. Because really, Yom Kippur Rosh Hashanah Mavatim the Shloshim. So he's really not in Shloshim anymore once he's davening on Rosh Hashanah. Avalam lo echzik, but if he doesn't have the chazaka to do it, v'yesh achar hagen kamoen, someone else, yesh lahachmir. Avol kol yimei aslichas, in the weekday, afilu erev Rosh Hashanah, mutal cholov aliyach shliach tzibur. Yeah. Ach lo betoch shiva. Shiva's inappropriate. I mean, he can do it in his house, but not, he can't go outside. Yochid Omer Slichos, which will happen. By the way, if you come late to Slichos, not the Chas V'Shalom, anybody who comes late. But if you come late to Slichos, just daven where they're up to. Don't go to the beginning and start saying things and skipping Yud Gimel Midos and listening to where they're up to. Just join with them. That's all. Join with them. You came late, just join in with them. Okay. So, but if a yochid is saying slichos, he should not say yud gimel midos. It's considered a davar shebikdusha. So the Mishnah says an eitzah, he should read it. He should read it with the trump. Rav Moshe adds he should finish the pasuk. Don't stop by the nake lo yinake. You keep going. Pokeid avon abo osal bonim val bnei bonim al shilei shem v'al yibayim. That's the end of the pasuk. So you should go through to the end of the pasuk. Whenever the Shloshes Shemidos are mentioned, so you skip the words Brish Shloshes Rei if you're davening B'Yechidus. The Arami are on a special plane, a special level. You don't say that Elabasora. Now, if there's no Asora now because everybody's outside putting on their towels and filling, and you're still struggling with the words, and you're like amazed. Like, I'm always amazed, because I daven quick. I mean, this from when I was a kid. I daven fast. And then comes the Hurachum, And I'm like in the middle, and everybody's finished already. I go, what? And don't tell me they daven Sfar. I'm talking to Ashkenaz. I don't get it. They must like skip every word. I grew up being sure that everybody skips every other word of Urachim they skip. Because I daven Sfar, I'm always finished first, basically. And comes Urachim, I'm Urachim and Aleinu. People must skip every other word. Do they? Can you tell me? Tell me. I'm convinced people skip every other word in Aleinu and Urachim. Here's my word about Aleinu, though. That's his pet peeve. What? What about it? What about it? No, Altira's good. I started saying Altira only so that I could finish Aleinu.
You don't really say it.
Okay.